Welcome back to the Paychurch Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, I can see you're in your holiday Christmas cheer here with your nice red sweater. Mm-hmm. We're recording this, I guess, 2 days before Christmas, the week before Christmas. And how's it going?
I'm surrounded by presents. There's not a drop of snow because it's Texas. It's God's country, and it wouldn't dare snow on God's country. And it's great. Everybody can see Kitty wrapped in Christmas lights. That's for you, YouTube, because no one on audio is going to appreciate this festive sweater. And that's it. All right, Jason, I have spoken. You may now proceed.
Oh, all business today. You're all business today.
You are my monetary slave. That's what you're here for. Make me money, make them laugh, and leave.
Did we switch characters or something? I'm getting a lot of
You didn't get the memo? You didn't get the memo? I'm now the aggressive money man.
Whoa. This isn't that nice. No.
It's year end, Jason. I'm looking at bottom numbers. You know, I got to make stuff happen.
Okay, Chris. Well, before we start today's episode on managing Google Ads and Bing accounts, I want to take a minute and thank today's sponsor, WordStream. WordStream is the reason we're able to do this PPC agency series throughout the month of December, and WordStream is an award-winning PPC software. They've analyzed over $1.5 billion of marketing spend. They're a Facebook marketing partner, a Google Premier partner, and a Microsoft Bing Ads partner. WordStream has a wonderful tool for PPC agencies, a platform called WordStream Advisor for Agencies. This is what we use and recommend. You can learn more about it and how it can help your PPC agency at WordStream.com/paid search podcast. As we talked about last week, there's a lot of cool things you can do inside WordStream Advisor for Agencies, including generating audits and proposals within just minutes. You send those out, you get more clients, but then it becomes about how do you manage all those clients that you're getting. One of the biggest questions I've gotten since we started doing this podcast is how many accounts one employee, one person can manage. And the reason I get that question so much, because that's where profits come from. Your revenue is the number of accounts you manage. Your costs are the time and people it takes to manage those accounts. And so whatever's left over is your profit. So in order to grow your profit, you have to get more and more efficient. And what I've found in terms of the number of accounts that one person that can manage, I don't put a ceiling on it, because every year I've been in this business, I've been able to grow my ceiling and manage more and more accounts. And the reason I think I've been able to do that is because of technology and tools like WordStream Advisor for Agencies. Three of the things I love with WordStream Advisor for Agencies when it comes to managing accounts is the Client Center, the 20-minute workweek, and the Query Stream. With the Client Center, you can manage your client priorities and budgets across your entire portfolio. You can get an at-a-glance view of every account under management, and this helps you assess where to spend your time and budget most efficiently. Knowing how to prioritize your time and budget is the key to growing your portfolio, scaling your business, and increasing profitability. In the Client Center, you can prioritize clients, quickly identify clients that need more time and attention, customize your budget pacing tools and spend notifications, track performance, and get a complete view into your client portfolio and performance across all your accounts. And then with the 20-minute work week, it's like the ultimate management checklist we used to talk about. It's all the stuff we used to do manually, all there in one place inside of the 20-minute work week. The system will find duplicate keywords to pause when you're to make sure you're not competing with yourself. It'll find keywords that could use an increased bid adjustment when you have a high quality score, but you're not bidding enough to kind of get that ad rank over the hump and get more traffic. Then alternatively, if you're bidding too aggressively on keywords with low quality scores, it'll alert you to that and you can lower your bids. And then it'll make those suggestions for you all in one place. You just click a button and put those bids into place. It'll also give you suggestions on device bid adjustments. And there's also a split ad groups tool where you can identify ad groups that seem to be targeting different themes. Split those ad groups out into multiple ad groups so you can target them with unique keywords and unique ads. Better performance, more control. There's also an ad suggestions tool where you can fix low performing ads right there inside of the platform. And that's just a sample of what you can do inside the 20-minute work week. You can do this all fast, efficient, and in one place. And then the final part of the management section of WordStream Advisor for agencies that I absolutely love is the query stream. This is the number one thing I talk about with Google Ads, search terms. All the search terms that come in, you can see them in the query stream, and you can select the ones that you like that you're not yet targeting as keywords and add them as keywords either into existing ad groups or create new ad groups. And you can also change the bid and match type of those search terms when you add them as keywords in the query stream. Alternatively, with bad search terms that come in, you can add them as negative keywords and block them from happening again. Efficiency, 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 that's the name of the game when it comes to managing lots of client accounts. However, that's only half the battle. You also have to get them great performance. And with WordStream Advisor for agencies, you can do both. You can manage Google Ads, Bing, Facebook accounts all in one place, move budgets around to the best performing campaigns all in one place. And that's what we've got for you. A free 14-day trial to go start WordStream Advisor for agencies. Go to wordstream.com/paidsearchpodcast. Get your free 14-day extended trial. Start managing your accounts today. Start doing the 20-minute work week today. I know you're going to love it. Check out wordstream.com/paidsearchpodcast and get your free 14-day trial. Start today.
Thanks, Jason. As always, I am incredibly insecure and always need reassurance about my looks, character, knowledge. So, Jason, please read a complimentary review for me.
Are you sure about that? Because last week's review of the week got a little dicey for you, Chris.
A little nervous.
Want to take a gamble here?
I hope it says Chris more than it says Jason. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay, well, we appreciate you guys' 5-star reviews moving up in the charts on Apple Podcasts. We get them from all over the world. This one comes from the United States of America, from Jay to the Gill. 5 stars. This is the best podcast in the entire universe. No, that's not clickbait. No, that's not an exaggeration. It's simply a fact. Chris and Jason are not some so-called, quote, PPC experts sharing top 10 lists and boring commentary on things anyone could find out about Google Ads. They dig deep into topics with real-world insights based on what works right now and what doesn't. I have been through courses that cost thousands of dollars, been to big conferences, and had hands-on training with many marketing experts in the past 10 years. But no joke, I have received more value out of the podcast videos and Patreon show than the measly amount I paid for any of their advice. I have spent a number of hours being trained one-on-one from Chris Schaefer and have come away better educated and more valuable to the clients I work for. This podcast and Chris and Jason's dedicated efforts have made this my most profitable year in marketing ever. Thank you does not say enough. I'm going to make my wife subscribe to Patreon just to send you another $2 a month, because that's the kind of guy I am.
Oh, man.
Thanks, and don't stop. Josh from West Palm Beach.
Oh, man. Jason, that's it. That's what I needed. I was feeling down. I'm pumped. Thanks, Josh. I know Josh well, and I appreciate the very complimentary review. Thank you. Jason, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas. It's the week of Christmas. We are ringing the bells of Google Ads PPC client management. This is not usually our discussion. We don't usually talk about the business of PPC. We talk about grinding the gears, getting there, and how to run a PPC campaign. But this month, thanks to WordStream, we are getting into the gears of how to run a PPC business itself. And this week it's getting heavy, because this week we're getting into truly some of the more difficult parts of what causes a PPC business to grind to a halt. It's the management of clients. And I'm not talking about 3. I'm not talking about 10. I'm talking about trying to get that ceiling up higher and higher and higher. Multiple clients, 50, 60, 70. When you get into numbers like Jason and I, 600,000. I think that's the latest number I heard from Jason on how many clients he has. It's amazing. So every single day we dive into this, and I sometimes feel like I know just as much about how to do this as I do about Google Ads, because when it comes down to it, that's my two jobs, is how to manage my business and how to get stuff done quickly. And then number two is how to get stuff done quickly in Google Ads itself, how to click and point and move and drag and stuff like that in the UI and get things done.
The easy stuff.
Yeah, you're right. That's the easy stuff, because that's predictable. What's not predictable is how you go from 20 clients to 60 clients to 100 clients and still be able to sleep at night, right? Something's got to give. So today we're going to talk about managing a large number of PPC clients and how to do it.
Yeah. This was your baby. You planned out this episode. I was impressed and shocked when I saw the notes that you came up with, because usually when I tell you to take over the episode prep, there's like four line items, maybe five, and they're just maybe three word sentences, maybe four. And that's it. But this one you got passionate about.
Yeah.
You gave us a ton of great bullet points here. And so what I would like to do today, Chris, I'd like to hand over the reins.
Okay.
It's late in the year, and I'm a tired old man, and I want you to host today's show. I want you to just take us through the overall overview of the episode and then each item, and I'll pepper you with questions I have, questions I know listeners would have, and share my input as well and get your feedback, and you'll just take us down the list here and go as fast or slow as you want to go. I got all afternoon.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jason. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Schaefer Paid Search Podcast Show. I'm your host, and I don't make creepy voices at the beginning. All right, so I'm taking over, and Jason, thank you for joining me for today's show. And I love to make things memorable and easily memorizable? No. Easy to memorize. How do you say
It's a weird word.
Memorable?
Memorable.
Memorable. Okay. Yeah.
I guess. And I think you were trying to say memorizable.
Memorizable. Which I don't know if it's a word. Is that a word?
It might be where you grew up, but I don't think it's an actual
We come up with a lot of great terms in East Texas. So, all right. So the cool thing is, if you want to know my entire outline, just remember the three P's. Okay. Prioritize, process, and performance. Isn't that beautiful? And Jason, as you said, I have specific details on each one of those P's. So remember, when you want to do better in Google Ads PPC business, remember to P. That's it. That's my slogan.
Prioritize, process, performance. So what are those three?
Prioritize. P's.
What do they mean? What do they mean?
Thank you. They mean prioritize, focus on what's important. Okay. Make sure you don't put the buggy before the horse. I always want to say culturally relevant, so I want to talk about buggies and horses because everybody still drives those. Next is process. Use a structured system to monitor and optimize your clients' campaigns. Okay? Process. We talk about process a lot. This is where we dial in every day in Google Ads is, you know, talking about process on the podcast here. We talk about that. And then last is performance. When you're doing your process, when you're prioritizing things, you make decisions based on performance. You make decisions based on key performance indicators, or the cool kids like us, we say KPIs. KPI, key performance indicator. And the reason I say that, and I don't say conversions or ROAS or anything like that, I say key performance indicator is because it's not always the same. And we'll get more into that later in the show. But that's the three things: prioritize, process, and performance. All right, Jason. So here we go.
It sounds so pretty on paper.
I know.
And I got a message from one of my clients today, position five on my phone.
That was it.
And then it was a request to be position one. And then it was a conversation of, well, if we are position one, our cost per conversion is too high. And look, our absolute top impression share is already this percent. There's not much room to go. And then the message was, we can't get a good cost per conversion if we don't get clicks in the first place. So this all sounds pretty on paper, Chris. But then the business throws craziness at you each week, each day. So just keep that in mind. That's when true. We're going down this pretty little list. it's not as easy as it sounds. And maybe when we're talking, Chris, I'm going to, just so you know, I'll give you advance notice, I'm going to pepper you with questions on, okay, that sounds good on paper, but here's a real world situation that throws all this off. What do you do?
Okay. I invite your questions and concerns. Okay, let's start off. Prioritize. So there are several levels of prioritization. Okay, so when you have clients, each client is going to have a built-in prioritization number. Believe it or not, the way that a PPC agency freelancer is going to work, they're going to come with to you with a prioritization number. And this number is essentially a mashup between two things: how much their budget is and how much their CPC is. Okay. So if a client spends $1,000 and their CPC, their average CPC is 2 cents, the speed at which their campaign changes is going to be significantly different than a client that spends $1,000 and their average CPC is $15. We're talking about two clicks.
$100.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, sure. I mean, that's taking a little far. Thank you for your input. But $15 means about two clicks a day, something like that, right? So,
$1,000 a month.
Yeah, $1,000 a month. Gotcha. big britches over here.
$30 a day, depending on what, how many days a month.
There we go.
Two clicks a day.
It's the amount of activity that's going to happen. So let's say both of them are starting at the same day and you need to manage a campaign. You need to prioritize. A campaign that spends $15 per click is not going to run at the same pace as a client that spends 2 cents per click, because the amount of data is going to flow a lot slower. So client, let's call it client A that spends two cents a click. Client A is going to need a much higher prioritization, at least from the beginning. Okay. Whether that's hourly, daily, something like that. A client that spends $15 per click and only has $1,000 to spend, immediately they're going to start off with daily at the most. You don't need to check it hourly because not a lot's going to happen. They're going to click and it's all the budget's going to be over with. So daily and then moving into weekly. So it's the pacing of the data that makes a difference on prioritization. Are you surprised by that?
And by prioritization, yeah, I've never heard you talk about that before. So prioritization means in term, you have the word focus there, focus on what's important. So we really did switch roles today. Mm-hmm. In terms of what you prioritize, it's about the volume of data that comes in. And in terms of priority, are you talking about, I guess, management and performances later on, but what are we prioritizing? Is it thoughts in your head? Is it time you spend in accounts? Like, I get what you're saying about the more data you get, the more there is to look at, but what happens from there?
Right. Good question. So the prioritization is the amount of time that you have to spend in the day. So some clients
will, in the day.
During the day.
Day to day.
Or week. Right. So you have, 40 hours in a week that you have to work. There comes a point when a client that's only going to get 10 clicks a week versus a client that's going to get 2,000 clicks, there's going to be a bit more data processing on one versus the other. And to be clear, I'm talking about a client that's starting at the same time. I'm not referring to clients that have been with you for 6 months versus a client that's been with you for 1 week, right? Those are different prioritization that we'll talk about in a second.
I have a relatively new criminal lawyer client. Last couple of months, we spend $1,500 a month. Their budget is $75 a day. We run 20 business days a month. And the cost per click for criminal is sometimes $40 to $80. So they're getting 1 to 2 clicks a day. Sometimes we go over budget because of Google system, then we're limited by budget. Sometimes they don't get a click for 2-3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as the months, it's been a drag for me, Chris, as the couple months have dragged on, it's very annoying to see previous days where we don't get any clicks because we're limited by budget and it's metering us. So just a real world example of how your priority is playing out, your prioritized list. You're right, because I've been thinking a lot about this account, but there's nothing to do right now because we're getting 1-2 clicks a day, sometimes zero. The search terms are perfect because we built it out the right way. And at this point, we're just kind of, in my head, I'm just thinking like, okay, should we maybe only run a few days a week with a larger budget? Should we expand our area? Should we go 24/7 and try to get overnight traffic and weekend traffic where they can fill out the form and people can call them back later in the next week? I'm just thinking a lot, but you're right. There's, if you get 1 to 2 clicks a day, there's just not only so much you can do in the first month or two.
Yeah.
So I hear you.
Okay. Well, like I said, to be clear, this is assuming clients are starting on the same day, right? So we're not taking into account the time frame in which you're managing the client over weeks, months, years. So starting it. So
you're just setting expectations for how much you're going to have to work on account right after the launch, depending on how much volume you expect them to get.
Yeah. And this is different for industries. You know, I'm terrified of clients that come to me and say, hey, I sell shoes, right? I sell shoes to the general public. We have 20,000 different shoes. And, you know, we typically get, we advertise on the display network. We advertise on shopping. We advertise on search, you know, all that. And our typical CPC is like, you know, 10 cents per click. That's terrifying because the amount of data is much scarier than a client who comes to me and says, we are an industrial service company and it costs usually about $20 a click. And maybe they're spending double what the other company is, but the pacing of that industrial service company is going to be much slower because of the CPC, even if their budget's bigger. So in the end, it will make a big difference based on the industry of a client, you know, particularly B2B. If they're B2B, suddenly now the pacing is going to be much slower than B2C, where someone's advertising shoes to the general public.
Okay, so we've talked about 20-minute work week and work stream. We've talked about ultimate management checklist. When you launch these accounts, you're kind of making a note to yourself, hey, I'm going to check this account hourly. Hey, I'm going to check this account daily, or I'm going to check this account weekly.
Right. From the beginning.
And then your final note on from the beginning at the start, yeah.
Right.
Then your final note on prioritizing squeaky wheels shouldn't get a higher percentage of your time.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right. Well, I mean, if you guys aren't on our Patreon show, you haven't heard us endlessly gripe about squeaky wheels, and you may not know what that means, but essentially, squeaky wheels are, you know, the same thing that any industry would work with where you have client service. You know, sometimes there are clients that are needy, and they take a lot of time, and, you know, they often have a lot of questions. They have a lot of concerns. Nothing's ever good enough. You know, you double the number of conversions and it's like, well, I didn't get any yesterday. What's going on? You know, nothing happened yesterday. So squeaky wheels can try and demand that they get moved up in prioritization. But Jason, it seems like to me, some of the squeakiest wheels are the ones that are, you have to fight for every dollar that they spend to pay you for your time, and or fight for every dollar that they spend to advertise on Google Ads. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues on squeaky wheels pushing up the prioritization and getting a lot of issues there.
Yeah, I think that gets into client types and client personalities. And next week, we're going to be talking about the different types of clients. And it definitely gets into that, but that is a leak. That is a hole of pay-per-click management where you charge two clients the same fee, where they have the same kind of spend, same kind of budget, same kind of business, and then one client is messaging you and calling you and emailing you at a rate of 10 times, literally or more, the other client, and taking up your time, and you charge them the same. That's where unprofitability comes into play. And you're right. That's definitely something you should think about up front when it comes to managing a lot of accounts, because the more of those clients you have, if you're charging them the same for same client to client, you're not going to be able to scale.
Yeah.
You're just not.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you run into those clients? I think we'll talk about that next week, because I think just to preview next week, I think I call them, it's either nervous squirrels or roadkill. So we'll get into that next week.
I love, yeah, this is a preview for next week. We have imagery, animal imagery to go with each of our client labels. So it'll be a fun episode. The last one of 2019. So go out with a bang. Okay. So let's move on to the second P. We're on P1. We're about to move into PP. So process. Use a structured system to monitor and optimize your clients' campaigns. Now, Jason, I think one of the most popular shows we've done in all the years we've done this is people listening and watching our genius leader lay out his discussion. I think that was your show where you laid out the ultimate PPC management checklist, I think is what it was called, something like that. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that when the rubber meets the road, this is what people really want to know. They're sitting in front of a keyboard. They see tons of data. They see so many buttons. It's like suddenly you have to fly an airplane and you have a panel of buttons and options and you don't even know where to start. And this process is designed to help you begin with step one, right? To start with one thing and move to the next and next and next. So I've put together, this is just an example, and it is not an exhaustive list, but I put together a fictional client. I'm not even going to go into the industry or anything. It's just a fictional client. What I might do for a client who is spending $1,000 a month with one search campaign and one remarketing campaign. I think that's very typical. $1,000 a month. I mean, if you don't have one account that has $1,000 a month with two campaigns, then I'm a little worried that you might be doing something wrong, because I feel that this is very typical. Two things are basically needed for lead generation for me. Now, if you're e-commerce, maybe that's not so much the case, but I do a lot of lead gen. So let's go through it. First, daily. Checking the campaign daily. I mean, sometimes people get bogged down thinking I need to check every single campaign. But when it comes down to just about any campaign, one thing you definitely need to hit every day is the campaign running? Are there credit card issues? Have the ads been disapproved? I've had clients where I check in and, oh my gosh, their WordPress got hacked and they have malware on the site and the ads have been suspended and like this huge issue, and it just happens overnight. So this is definitely a very practical daily routine that you would need to have in your process.
I agree with you. I do check all my accounts daily. And for all my accounts, except the super high priority ones where there's a lot on the line just in terms of fee and revenue, and then there's a lot of data that comes in day to day, those ones I check for performance every day, like you're talking about priority. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But when it comes to just the run-of-the-mill $1,000 a month campaign account, I do check all those daily. And just like you, I am looking to make sure that it's running right. That's all I'm looking for. So did we get clicks? Did we get impressions? Maybe I'll look at the spend and see if the spend looked normal. But for the most part, it's really just about, is it on? Is it running? And like you're saying, the two things you're trying to catch there are ad approval issues, where Google stops running the ads and so you don't get any clicks or impressions, and then credit card issues. If there's a billing issue on the account and the ads have to stop running. Or the one additional point I want to make, Chris, is for, I call them in my business, we call them unstabilized accounts.
Mm.
So when we launch an account, it's not stable. It's brand new. We don't know what's going to happen. What are the search terms like? What is the cost per click like? Are we getting volume? All those kind of questions. Are we getting leads? We check for that performance daily on new accounts. I call it monitoring new accounts. That's our internal, the way we talk around here. And then the other thing we do is we talk about them in terms of getting the accounts to a point of stability, stabilizing the accounts. If you want to do the airplane analogy, it's like, okay, they're on takeoff. And then when do we get them to cruising altitude? Usually that process takes a couple of weeks, and for at least a couple of weeks on every single kind of campaign I launch, whether it's a client that spends $7 billion a day or it's a client that spends $20 a day, when we launch, we're checking every single day for the previous day's data, not only for what we do for every account, which is make sure it's running, no ad approval issues, no credit card issues, but also for performance. How are the search terms? How is the cost per click? What's our positioning like? Are we spending the full budget? Is there volume? We're checking for that every single day based on the previous day's data, when the account is still in takeoff mode, when it is not yet stabilized. For the run-of-the-mill accounts, that usually takes about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a great point, because the process is not always the same. It is definitely fluid. And I think that the biggest times when your process would change is going to be, like you said, takeoff, right? The unstable time. And then number two is seasonally. There are definitely some industries, clients that are going to have seasonal shifts. You know, if it's a retailer of any kind, you know, there's going to be a huge spike. There's going to be things you need to pay attention to from Black Friday on through the end of Christmas. So definitely is very fluid as far as process goes on some accounts. But like I said, this is no in particular industry, just $1,000 a month and two things.
That doesn't have to take a long time. People get scared of the words checking accounts daily. But if you set up your reporting right, if you set up your dashboards right, you can see if an account is running right for a new account. You know, you're going to get some bad search terms that sneak through. You're going to get some cost per clicks that come in higher than you want initially. Alternatively, you're going to be bidding too low and not get the one you want initially. So it doesn't have to look perfect, but I can analyze a new account probably within a minute, honestly.
Oh, sure.
And then another minute to bark out orders and get things running right, or to know, hey, it's a new account. We're working on it. It'll get there. But it doesn't have to take more than a couple minutes per new account every day. You just block off some time for it. And the whole point of this episode, how do you manage a ton of accounts and constantly grow that ceiling? Well, you still got to monitor for quality on takeoff, but it doesn't have to take that long. And you can be launching multiple accounts at a time and do your daily monitoring for 5-10 accounts. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a great point. The amount of time and decision making and stress that people have on making decisions is a big thing. And that's the final P is, you know, performance. And we'll talk a bit about that here at the last part. But let's get into the second. So weekly on this management checklist is, and let me know if I left something out, but I think you'd probably agree with most of it here. A short list of things you would at least want to check weekly is search terms, adding negative keywords based on the search terms, and ad disapproval. You know, looking to see if there's any issues with disapproval, trademark issues, suspended ads due to policy, stuff like that. So very basic stuff on a weekly basis. You certainly would, you know, on a normal day, it's not Black Friday. It's not a seasonal kind of thing. It's not a takeoff launch kind of thing. This is just a normal day on a normal campaign. You at least want to hit some things like that. Did I leave off anything that you're surprised by?
Okay, so what I do, the biggest thing I do is search terms. That's the number one thing I focus on. And people can have they can think that's caveman. Mm-hmm. They can think that's old school. They can think that's boring.
Go ahead.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. What they do doesn't matter. All that matters to me is my freaking money in my bank. All that matters to me is my family and my health.
Let's
just put that first, okay? And then the quality of the community, mm-hmm. and my engagement with mm-hmm. my community.
World peace.
Around me. Beyond that, you know, Chris, in front of money, friendships mm-hmm. and relationships and just having people to talk to and bounce ideas, I really value that. And then after all that stuff, is a freaking money in my bank account.
There you go.
And yeah. Chris, that's all I think about is the money in my bank account. And I've talked about this. I don't know where I talked about it, but it's a beautiful thing. It's called capitalism. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it was on this show.
Yeah, I think so.
Some people from other countries, they wrote in. They go, what is that? We've never heard of that. Should we try it? I was like, yeah, maybe you should try it.
Look
at our country. But anyway, Chris, it's capitalism because all I think about is money. That's why I do this. It's all I do is for the money, honestly. However, what does capitalism do when it's run right? To get that money, I have to help people. They voluntarily give it to me. So I'm self-interested, but because I am, I have to help people. How do I help people? I help them get leads that turn into customers for their businesses. How do I do that? I do it with Google Ads. How do I do that within Google Ads? it's only search terms. So I have a direct line in my brain from money in my bank account to search terms. I know that search terms, I'm not kidding.
That's the way it works. That's a chapter in our book. If we ever wrote a book, I feel like the direct line between money in your bank and search terms. Absolutely. I totally agree.
And it would be, don't get me wrong, Chris, it would be chapter 1050 after all the things that are more important in life, yes, like friendships and family. And, you know, I value a good education too.
Oh, yes.
You know? That's all above freaking money in my bank account. But when you get to that chapter, it is directly to tie it in this business for me to search terms. So, yes, to answer your question, Chris, search terms is what I check every week. That's the number one thing I check, because search terms define the quality of how things are going. Now, when I'm in the search terms, Chris, I like doing both negative keywords, and I also like doing adding keywords, because it's very easy to add them. Whether you use a software like WordStream, you can add them right from the query stream, or if you're in the account, you can add them right from the account. It's the same way as adding a negative, you just add a positive. So I like doing that. One other thing I'm doing, which I think a lot of people miss out on, I've seen so many people just get kind of too focused on the actual search term itself and not the root cause of the search term. So the root cause of the search term is the quality of the keyword. So if you have a keyword and you ignore it and you look at your search terms and you look down 15 search terms and they all suck, you can add negatives to block all those 15 search terms going forward. But if it's a horrible keyword causing those, then the next day it's going to bring in another 15 that are horrible. It's going to be never ending. So I always like to just take a second, and I make this mistake myself, but I always like to try to remember, take a second, look at the core issue with the search term. Is it a great phrase match and we just got a random weird search that came in and we're going to block it and make sure we don't waste money on that the three times a year that search would come in? Or is it like a broad match modified keyword that's getting a little too loose and you don't like those search terms? So yeah, search terms I'm looking at, Chris. Ad approval, I don't really look at weekly. That's more of the, we're either having an ad approval issue or we're not. The account either got impressions and click yesterday or didn't on my daily check. Because even if there are ads somewhere in the account that are disapproved or approved limited or whatever, I'm not seeing that weekly. I'm not checking for it because it's not worth my time, in my opinion. Because if the account's on and running, which I'm checking daily, and the performance is good, which I'm checking weekly, then who cares if a random ad in an ad group is limited?
That's fair.
It's just, to me, it's not worth that time weekly. Search terms, when you use softwares, Chris, like WordStream, you can get bid data weekly. One week, they may give you data on a high quality score keyword that you're not bidding high enough on, and you just click a button and you bid more and get over the hump and show up higher. The next week, they might find a keyword where you have a low quality score and you're overbidding. So for me, checking for problem keywords, doing, which you'll talk about in a second, a longer term review, that's more of what I think about bidding. But the more I use machines to help me manage, I am finding some things to do with bids weekly. It's not a lot, but I do find myself just fine-tuning things, if you will, weekly with bids. And that's one of the things I'm big on lately, Google Ads management, machines, and the human mind. Because when you combine both, I found a lot of efficient success. So that's kind of my outlook these days. But yeah, mostly search terms, not a lot of ad stuff, a little bit of bid stuff. Chris, I'm sorry, you're embarrassing me right now. It doesn't sound like that's that much weekly, and this doesn't sound good, but
it's simple.
I don't know. You're going to talk about over management. You're going to talk about doing ad click-through rate checks later in the month for larger time impressions. If you're getting two clicks a day, don't tell me about ad click-through rate week to week. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I will say this. I do have this on my weekly checklist. Now, again, it's all about priority. Some clients I get to it weekly, some I don't. But weekly, one thing I like to do is I like to look for new keywords and I like to look for new ad copy. So that's effective things you can do that aren't limited by the amount of data you get week to week. So I do find myself doing that week to week a lot as well. I do Google searches. I look for new ways that people are searching for things that I might be missing. You throw in new keywords. I throw in new keyword ideas based on the search terms report. Yes, it's about adding one search term as a keyword that came in, but I also look for those search terms to spring ideas for me in terms of other ways I could go, oh, that keyword, if I target it with broad match modified, I could get a whole bunch of other traffic that comes in. So new keywords, and then also doing searches, seeing how customers are talking about things, seeing how other advertisers are talking about things in their ads. New ad copy, I like to do weekly. I like to at least think about it weekly, really? Especially for big accounts.
I'm talking big accounts. See, this is my week. You're getting at it. This is $1,000 a month.
But Chris, it's $1,000 a month.
Yeah. No. See, you're stressing people out.
You're right. $1,000 a month.
You're stressing people out.
You're right. $1,000 a month. You're right.
Okay.
It's about lots of accounts, $1,000 a month. I'll get back to $1,000 a month. Yeah. Search terms. And making sure the bids kind of look right, I would say, are the small account weekly things. And that search terms, that is the core of everything.
One thing I'll say, what Jason's talking about is looking at the original keyword that could be the problem child of a bunch of really bad search terms. I point this out to a lot of people when I do training. When you're in the search term screen, go to attributes and then add keyword. Add that checkbox for a keyword, and you can see the keyword that brought in each
as
of those.
As a column?
As a column. Mm-hmm.
You run into people who are looking at their search terms that don't have the keyword column pulled up.
They had
up.
No idea that it was, yeah. Hey, let's.
Is that what's going on out there? Is that
Jason,
why people are
Jason,
listening to us weekly?
Jason, people are starving and dying. People are I should be across the ocean at school, and people are dying out there because they don't know about little things like this. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. So,
okay, just to go on the record, I don't think you can do there. Like, why? I mean, yeah, you get some value out of it, but really, if you're not doing search terms with the keyword column pulled up, you're missing out on a ton of value.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you might be sitting there hitting 50 different negative keywords and you realize, oh my gosh, it's this same stupid broad match that's in here. If I add one more plus to one of the words in there, or if I change the phrase match to have one more word in it, it would stop all of this. Oh yeah, you're missing a ton of data if you don't have that added. So,
okay, good point. So the main focus week to week, we would say in one word defined, search term.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. All right. So again, focusing on $1,000 a month, remarketing and yes, and search.
$1,000 a month.
Let's go through the last couple ones here. Bi-weekly or monthly, I'm going to adjust bids based on KPI, key performance indicators. Okay, so if it's search terms, if it's position, if it's search impression share, if it's stuff like that, you're going to adjust bids. Now, when I say bids, you make adjustments somewhere between super aggressive and not aggressive at all, right? So it doesn't mean you adjust bids at a 5%, and you certainly don't adjust them at a 50%. You adjust them somewhere in between there, somewhere that you can make an impact, but not risk the integrity of that keyword or that campaign, okay? Number two here is bi-monthly to quarterly. Now, this is the kind of thing you're certainly not going to do frequently at all. And this, I'll jump to performance real quick. This is the overmanagement. I see people do this a lot. What should be bi-monthly to quarterly for small spending, moderate campaigns, you know, you could say 1,000 to 3,000, really. And I don't think it's going to change this very much. Yeah. So bi-monthly to quarterly, review the campaign month to month. Right. Look at the KPIs. Look at the search impression share. Look at the CPC changes. Look at the auction insights. Look at the PPKs, which is, for you cool kids out there, that's the poor performing keywords. That's some of the agency lingo that I learned back in the day.
Oh, I call them problem keywords.
Okay. If you want to be cool, you call them PPKs, poor performing keywords. So you look for things like that. See, again, I'll go through the list. Things that I look for, review month over month, longer periods of time. You want to know how things are looking over a longer period of time. Look back the past 6 months. And I'm going to talk about this in Patreon. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what I was learning by doing this in one of my accounts just today. Looking at search impression share changes, CPC changes, positioning changes, auction insights. You know, are there a whole bunch more people in the auction compared to 6 months ago? How's that impacted things for you? How's that impacted CPC? And then look for poor performing keywords, basically keywords that have just been constantly putting out crap. They're just no good. So that's bi-monthly to quarterly. And then I'll end this last one. Quarterly, again, do a little math. That's about 4 times a year. So this is very infrequent. Consider trying some experiments, trying little tests, new landing pages, new bidding strategies, right? You want to try some automated bidding stuff. We've talked about this before. Don't be hurt, Jason. I know you might be shocked and scandalized, but I do try automated maximize conversions, maximize clicks at times, and I will do an experiment, 50% split to see how it works. I'll do some location targeting tests. I'll do some ad schedule tests, big picture adjustments, try with the experiments. And it's a wonderful tool, and only in the past year have I really been taking advantage of what it can do. All right, Jason, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I would say bi-weekly and monthly. That's okay. So I would say quarterly, Chris. Auction Insights, looking back at performance changes over time, I'm really only doing those time period over time period reviews if I'm trying to solve a problem. So if we're having problems with an account and it's like, why did the data go bad? Why did things get worse? Then I'm trying to trace my steps, look at the data comparisons and figure out what's going on and if there's something I can do about it or things just got more competitive. But I would say I don't really do that if there's no problem, because from my point of view, it doesn't matter to what we're doing now. So like, yeah, it might be way more competitive than a year ago, but if we're still hitting our numbers, then let's just focus on how we're hitting our numbers and keep hitting them. So that's kind of my outlook. I will say new bidding strategies, I don't do a lot of that if things are going good, if with manual. And then landing pages, in theory, I would love to do that, but a lot of my $1,000 a month advertisers have small websites, and we just got to... You know, thank goodness we found something that works for them, you know,
yeah,
and it's working. I will say the one thing I'm kind of not looking at biweekly or monthly, which I'll get to in a minute, but I am looking at more long term, like quarterly, that would be placement review on remarketing. Maybe I would say that's more of a bi-monthly and not quarterly, but it's not a weekly thing because it's remarketing. So number one, you know what you're targeting in the first place. And number two, the remarketing budgets on a $1,000 a month search campaign, when you have a companion remarketing for maybe 10% of that is the budget and you only end up spending less than that, there's just not a lot of time value for going in there and looking at placements. But I'd say bi-monthly to quarterly, look at your placement review, see where your remarketing ads are showing up. See if there's anything you should block that just looks horrible. Chris is real passionate about that. When we talked about remarketing before, you don't like those sites that play games and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, sites that have like 1,000 impressions. It
just looks like a horrible site.
You have like 1,000 impressions and it has a 15% click-through rate, 30% click-through rate. Those sites are so shady.
You're like, I'm not getting value from my...
There's no way I have a 15% click-through rate on some site that's talking about ways to lose belly fat. You know? No.
Right, right. So you block those domains. And then the other reason I'm looking at placements is to look for placement ideas, individual targeting, not just remarketing, but you can get some ideas from there. You can test out remarketing ads around that time range. But Chris, bi-weekly to monthly, I'm doing three things. I'm looking for new keywords to throw in there. I'm looking for new ad copy to test out. Just before we started today's episode, I was doing massive additions with ad copy on some big accounts. I love that. I love coming up with new ad copy and seeing if you can rock the boat and change things. Because on a long-term campaign that's gotten real good results, but there's not really a way to make it much better because you're already kind of maxed out, the one game changer I think you can do is ad copy if you can find some gems. So I like testing, or I like throwing in new ads. Bi-weekly and monthly. The other thing I do, I like when I'm in the top volume ad groups by impressions, I like looking for ads that have real bad click-through rates compared to the other ads in the ad group and just killing those off and pausing them, looking for bad ads. And then the last thing I do, you're right, the bids. And when it comes to bids, in terms of if am I bidding too high? Am I not bidding enough to get volume? That's more of a weekly to daily thing, because I'm either going to be in the right range or I'm not. And if I'm not, I'm going to get there and I'm going to monitor it until I get there. But in terms of biweekly or monthly bidding work, what I'm looking for there is problem keywords. What are problem keywords? They're keywords that take up a large share of the budget that don't produce anything or don't produce anything at a good cost. So I'm sorting by cost and I'm looking for keywords that either have no conversions and a lot of cost, or I'm looking for keywords that have some conversions but a horrible cost per conversion. What do you do at that point, Chris? You either lower the bids to lower the cost per conversion or you make a decision to pause them. But I will say, you can get tricked week by week to by week. You can get tricked month to month. Before you pause a keyword, open that data range up and look for larger amounts of data. Same with severely lowering bids. You want to just be confident in that. But those problem keywords, that's a big thing I'm looking for biweekly and monthly. Yeah,
you're getting into the final P of performance, because you're going to make decisions based on key performance indicators, right? KPIs. And we'll talk about making those adjustments. But first, we've talked about using systems for PPC. Last week, we talked about our three-step sales process, and today is management. That's one of my personal favorites. This topic is important to me because management is what puts the cap on your working bandwidth. If you don't manage effectively, you'll never be able to grow. Advisor for Agencies by WordStream is the tool to optimize your client and account management. Their Client Center helps you prioritize critical accounts, while their 20-minute work week helps you execute optimizations with a consistent workflow. This time-saving software will lower the amount of time it takes to grind through your daily campaign management. Plus, it works with Google Ads, Bing, and Facebook. Checking search terms is something we talk about on here a lot, but there is a lot more client management than just adding negative keywords. WordStream helps agencies improve their process by hitting on the difficult stuff like writing new ad copy, managing bids for ROI, and monitoring location data. When you increase your productivity, you free up room in your workload for additional clients. The tool pays for itself, right? And I think the biggest request we get on this podcast is to talk about our management process. As I've said before, it's a huge issue for freelancers and agencies, because if you leave something out, you risk losing the client with a failing campaign and game over. Get the tool that works with you and molds to the ever-changing Google Ads platform. Go to wordstream.com/paidsearchpodcast and sign up for a 14-day trial. No credit card required. Sign up and try it out. No hassle. That's wordstream.com/paidsearchpodcast. And you can try this tool out, plus all the other huge features we've talked about before on other episodes, like creating proposals, audits, especially what we're talking about today, a client management. So this is an exclusive offer just for listeners of the show. That's why we want you to go to wordstream.com/paidsearchpodcast. That's a 14-day trial. It's longer than you're going to get if you just go to WordStream and sign up. This is an exclusive offer. wordstream.com/paidsearchpodcast. Sign up, try it out. Okay, so the final P. We've done PP, now we're going to do P. So I'm having a lot of fun with the PP jokes today, Jason. That's just my style. That's the level of maturity I'm at. All right, so we're going to make decisions based on KPI. And I have to say, the main thing that I have to talk about with this is I can't talk about what decisions you should make. It's more about what you should avoid doing, right? And so the first thing I have to say, I see a lot of people do, is they end up screwing up because they made 100 changes, 100 small adjustments. I made an allusion to this before, where you change something based on a 5% click-through rate, or excuse me, something based on a 5% bid adjustment. You know, little changes. You have 100 little changes, and you don't really know what exactly did it, or even worse, it starts crashing and you don't know why it's crashing. And you look at your change history and you've got 75 changes in the past 2 days, and it's everything from bids to ad copy to keywords to negative keywords. I mean, everything's changed. You're like, well, gosh, what's happening? You have to figure out what's happening. Instead, look for easy wins on a consistent basis. is usually what I like to say. I mean, it's look for obvious adjustments based on keyword performance, based on click-through rate, based on CPC, based on conversions. Whatever your key performance indicator is that you're trying to hit, preferably conversions, but that's not always the case, make adjustments based on that. And one thing I'll add before making those adjustments, and you said it earlier, I just want to reemphasize it because this is so easily forgot about in the passion of the moment where you're like, oh gosh, look at this. Look at the conversion rate on this. Look at the cost per conversion. Oh, look at the, I learned about the attribute keyword feature in the search terms screen. Oh, look how much bad stuff this is bringing in. I'm going to just shut down the whole keyword. When you find these little problems in your Google Ads account, take a second to go back. There's a wonderful new tool in the UI where you can punch in how many days you want to go back. You can do 15 days, 7 days, 365 days, and immediately, just like that, get a year. The old time you had to go through and hit custom, and you had to, you know, go click, 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 and go back a year, and then set your, it took an extra 15 seconds just to do that. Now you can click number of days, 30, 90, 120, 365, and check those numbers over time. How has it changed? Compare those metrics. And if it stands up, if it consistently is bad, okay, good. Time to make a shift. What do you think?
Yeah, Chris, I think I've just been doing my management for years now. My weekly checklist, I've just been doing it, you know? And I've been tweaking it based on what works, but I haven't really been having deep thoughts about it and looking at it from an outside perspective like we are in today's episode. And I'm kind of coming to the realization here that I use the process, my weekly, basically weekly process, or no, it's a whole process. I do things daily, I do things weekly, and then kind of throughout the month, I check for certain things. It's to do two things, I think. One, it's to avoid mistakes like over-management, like missing things. It just, the search terms weekly, checking daily for the, to make sure it's running right, search terms weekly, bids and ads monthly. It's just to keep me on track and get good performance. And I just, I'm getting, I just have these visions in my head when you talk about 100 small changes, that really does happen. People really do, they do that. And so I just
not
love,
only that, they set up rules that will change things rules every day based on certain. If the CPC raises above this and the conversion rate is not this, automatically drop it 50%. Those people exist, you know. They're out.
It's so easy to trick yourself with the amount of data you can get inside a Google Ads campaign. There's just so much data. It's like mirages in the desert. Mm. You can trick yourself over and over and over. And I like sticking to my process. And the other thing the process does besides avoiding these mistakes, it allows me to do customer service. And I think that's the final piece of this management checklist that's not on here because it's not really part of a checklist that we're doing proactively. It's part of work we do reactively as the incoming comes in. So I think that's a huge part of management that we're not really thinking about when we're talking about what we do, what we write down to do week to week and month to month. But it's a huge part of the job, and it's a huge part of managing lots of accounts because you're going to get different level of customer service incoming from different clients. But that's a huge part of my job. And I think what having a system does for me is it allows me to take their incoming, take their requests, take their questions, take their concerns. And no matter what account I go into in my company, I'm able to, within seconds, understand where we are, what we're doing, and how to handle their inquiry. And that comes down to things like columns that you set up. It comes down to things like naming systems for campaigns and ad groups. It comes down to things like making sure you make the right changes on a process like we talked about today. And so I'm just thinking about, Chris, how the process that we have allows me to take the incoming that comes with customer service and very efficiently handle it and handle a lot of customer service, but also very effectively handle it where, hey, I didn't see my ad. Okay, this is why you didn't see your ad. We're constantly limited by budget. We understand that. here's our impression share column. It's already pulled up. If you'd like to get more, we can raise the bids. We can expand the location, those kind of things. So this whole process, Chris, it really helps me with customer service, which is kind of the other half of managing tons of accounts.
Yeah. Well, Jason, I look forward to the PPC community officially designating the triple P's as a standard in client management, Google Ads management, because this whole thing, if there's anything that this whole, and I think you said it, and I'll just restate it, the whole thing points towards this: don't overmanage. Overmanagement's a real thing, and you can avoid it by prioritizing, by having a process, basing your decisions on performance, and not reacting based on emotion, stress, angry emails. I have an email in my inbox right now that says, call me right now. I need, you know, it's not working. And so it's like a brand new campaign we just launched. So emotion is going to be a real thing. You're going to have hotheads, you're going to have issues. And when it comes down to it, sometimes it's not worth, you know, making and breaking these rules just because of emotion or stress or, you know, expectations that were set inappropriately. And that's it.
Well, you're like a robot. Like we're like robots and computers that can process incoming, but in a human way. Because I know when that client sends that email, there's already unconscious calculations going on, going, okay, when did we launch the account? Oh, it was a week ago. How much clicks come into that account? How much volume? Oh, it's a low volume account. There's not much to get, not much to discuss in the first week. Okay, how much is the client going to push that? Are they going to accept that and focus on a longer term process? Or are they going to take up way too much of the time for the fee? And it's like all of this stuff is like a computer that's constantly running. And I just love it's just having a system, I think, is the most most important thing.
System. All right, guys. So that's it. Jason, can't wait to monetize you further by jumping into the Patreon where we both take our shirts off and just get naked on the internet and I have a seat and we talk about some of the stuff we don't doesn't really necessarily fit in the air. So if you want to join us on that, you can go to paidsearchpodcast.com and look for the Patreon link, $2 a month at minimum, and I think it's worth it. So thanks for joining us, Jason. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and have a silent night.